TIFF, the market officially expected to be outstanding by staff writers. Over the past few months, Video Age received several press announcements from the three publicists for the Toronto International Film Festival, TIFF, which, for the first time this year and after a 51-year run, is staging a film market. According to their various releases, TIFF, the market, starting on Thursday, September 10, and ending on Wednesday, September 16, while the related festival is running from September 10 to September 20, 2026, is already a success. However, trying to get specific answers about the events required an email to the market's director, former Canadian filmmaker Charles Tremblay, since the TIFF telephone numbers only led to recordings. According to one press release, the TIFF market, funded by the Government of Canada, with a $23 million Canadian, US $16.35 million investment, and supported by Telefilm Canada, will expand TIFF's scope of offerings and reinforce its role as a global entertainment industry leader in screen-based storytelling while fostering sustainable growth for the industry worldwide. Aligned with the festival, TIFF, the market, will foster the buying and selling of screen-based projects, intellectual property, plus immersive and innovative content across all platforms, elevating Canadian and international talent while driving global distribution and sales. Added Tremblay, head of TIFF, the market, "We designed the market to meet the needs of a global sales community, seeking more buyer engagement through access to premium screening facilities, cost-effective exhibition solutions, and a compact footprint that reduces travel time and maximizes opportunities for face-to-face meetings." The market's exhibition spaces, which will have both booths and stands, will be located in the Metro Convention Center, plus exhibitor suites will be available at the Intercontinental Hotel and at the Ritz-Carlton, all of which are located within walking distance of Union Station in Old Toronto. In terms of exhibitors, in July 2026, the market reported a lineup of 150 companies from every continent. However, in early August, pressed by Video Age for specific answers, Tremblay had the market's communication department come up with the statement that said, "Our sales team is still actively pitching the market, so we don't have those final numbers at this time. We should have a better sense by the end of August." Regarding the number of expected buyers, TIFF officials were more forthcoming, but only about market attendees. The former industry conference, which served as a precursor for the market, attracted over 5,000 industry professionals from around the world each year. "Our aim is to exceed this number with the market," the official reported. Over 250 international buyers have already, reportedly, been invited. The question now remains if those will be part of the 800 or so acquisition executives who regularly attend TIFF. Nonetheless, comments from Canadian film executives were unanimously enthusiastic. From Montreal, Michael Zgarka, Executive VP, International Business Affairs, Sonic Origin, stated, "As artificial intelligence, rights management, and global distribution reshape the entertainment landscape, successful festivals must become platforms where innovation, financing, technology, and creativity intersect. I think that TIFF's new market will reflect that future, and that it will attract not only filmmakers and distributors, but also investors, technology companies, rights holders, and strategic partners, making Toronto an even more influential hub for the global entertainment industry." But will the market improve the festival? "Absolutely," said Henry Gagnon, president of the Blainville, Quebec-based HD Distribution. "A successful market attracts producers, distributors, sales agents, financiers, and buyers. making TIFF not only a place to premiere films, but also a place where deals are made. That increases industry attendance, international visibility, and long-term value for the festival, he said. Still, is a new international film market necessary? Yes, replied Gagnon, although he noted that he would require a broader vision. The future isn't just about theatrical films. The most successful markets will serve content across all screens and formats, feature films, series, documentaries, animation, fast channels, AVOD-SVOD platforms, and new digital media. The market that recognizes this evolution will be the one that remains relevant for decades, he concluded. Jalal Murhi, president of Toronto's Film One Media, will be watching whether buyers actually attend in meaningful numbers, as a successful market depends on decision makers with acquisition authority, active sales agents, and financiers. Structured meetings that lead to deals and films being bought and financed during or shortly after the event. Jalal Murhi, president of Toronto's Film One Media, will be watching whether buyers actually attend in meaningful numbers, as a successful market depends on decision makers with acquisition authority, active sales agents and financiers, structured meetings that lead to deals, and films being bought and financed during or shortly after the event. To Murhi, if TIFF can consistently deliver those elements, it could become the leading film market in North America. A thriving market in Toronto would benefit Canadian producers, international filmmakers, distributors, and companies like Film One Media by creating another venue to finance, sell, and acquire content without having to rely exclusively on overseas markets. According to Murhi, North America has lacked a major international market tied to a world-class festival since the decline of the traditional AFM model. However, explained Murhi, the industry already has established markets: Cannes, Berlin, AFM, Hong Kong, Busan. While streaming platforms increasingly acquire films directly without relying on traditional markets, TIFF does not need to become another Cannes. Instead, it has an opportunity to become the premier North American marketplace for independent films, television, and co-productions. This has been TIFF, the market officially expected to be outstanding, by staff writers.